Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Blue Ship, we're back on the air. What's on your mind?
I guess we'll start with the quote of the day.
How about persistence?
Persistence?
Yeah, going through this. It took me 3 attempts that we were restricted.
Well,
and we should be.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Well, we're here.
We're not.
Speak.
We're here.
No,
we're on again.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
could you tell them, our audience, about what we've been going through as far as production once again? How difficult it is to do the show.
All right. Okay. Now, there, you know, I've seen, like, a lot of people doing this kind of stuff on the internet in one way or another, not necessarily, you know, telling you generally what the hell's going on, you know, as I see it, but trying to produce their videos, I don't see it in their faces that they've got these kinds of problems of just getting it done. Like, actually doing the video, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, you hear them, they say, oh, well, people are messing with us because, you know, we talk bad about them or whatever. They're doing psychic attacks on
us. I don't think we're talking bad about anything.
Well, normally these topics make certain groups go absolutely bonkers and do evil shit to the people talking about them. You know, instead of just, you know, taking it.
Right.
Like a man or whatever,
but
you know.
isn't it strange that that we have been marked as being restricted, but yet we're on because we could, and that they wiped out all of our shows, correct?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we can only do 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah, so, we'll fix it. We'll make all the material available to everybody again here shortly, and then we will, you know, be moving on with the next step of
exactly.
Center of the Universe.
Right.
You know, as I've been saying on my Facebook and stuff.
And Blue Shift, tell them why we are moving to a different direction. Please tell them.
We have issues, you know, we tried doing music and we had issues with music and then we couldn't do music at all. You know, we wanted to lead you in with a good song, kind of like all those other stations do, you know, or something that related to what we were talking about, which was, you know, we thought it was really even more thing because we could bring in that creative, artistic side in of people and what they're doing musically as well. And
you realize that we've been I've been restricted here lately for my comments on Facebook, and then I just got a restriction as far as logging on to here, and then I moved through it. So we're not gonna, if somebody says that we're restricted, we're not gonna stop.
Yeah. That's kind of, you know, like I said, we're not going to, and likewise, you know, we're not going to censor ourselves, you know, to feed into your preconceived notions of right and wrong. Because the world obviously doesn't know right from wrong. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it so unbelievably perfectly wrong.
Right. Okay, let's get into some real topics. Let's get into macrobes. Let's get into getting hit with blocks again. Okay, anyway, get into macrobes, ISON, government, Planet X, whatever's on your mind. Just spit it out.
Well, you know, all of those things are obviously, you know, on your mind. Now that I pointed them out and brought them up throughout this, you know, this series that we've been doing, likewise, probably on the listener's mind as well. And I'm going to lay it out for you simple. All right? All of these things are coming or are happening currently and can be verified in one way or another.
True.
However, Anna pointed out...
What sites would you direct them to? I mean, I've got my ways in...
The ones that I would have used that were any good, you know, to the, you know, I guess the average idiot, or even me kind of
right.
knowing what
Big
I'm looking
on.
At was, yeah. was NOAA, N-O-A-A, the other branch of the military.
Yeah.
With no.
Are they still open?
Well, they're supposed to be shut down because all it is officers. So,
yeah.
you know,
right.
You know, so it's not good reliable information from them, especially since NASA's auxiliary stuff and their contractors are all shut down. You know, so therefore none of those products that NASA produces are any good. You know,
yeah.
basically NASA takes all of those private government contract industry things, and then. They just stamp their, you know, name of approval.
Are they fear and lies? Is that what's happening, or do you think there's something behind ISON planets? Should we look for information or lack of information and smoke screens? That's
you're
what
always,
I'm at right now.
You are always looking for information, never a lack of information or disinformation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to listen to not true stuff unless you're reading a unless you're reading a novel, you know, by someone who calls himself a novelist, not a spokesperson. Anyway,
okay,
so just
but,
so you know that.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, do you base because lack of we're not getting real time information. Correct?
No, you're not going to get
real
time information unless you're seeing it for yourself or you know somebody
right.
who you know personally, like you've actually met them and maintain a con-
yeah.
you know a actual relationship with them in some way. Mm. Are they going to tell you that information anyway?
Hey, Kyle, how much time do you think we spend trying to break through catacombs to get information out? A lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. And basically, you know, all of these things are coming or happening, all right? You understand that this issue with the protesting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know how everyone's
Truckers.
Always talking about like FEMA Region
Truckers
3 or whatever.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to me as far as you know the grid or whatever as far as that we're in a revolution.
Yeah, it just, you know, people don't realize it because people aren't shooting each other.
They don't accept it.
Right. And I don't think people get it.
That's what those fucking hippies used to do, though. That's what those hippies did.
Yeah, the hippies weren't all love and light. No, they were like, burn your house down. And some of them were into worse stuff. Those are the real hippies.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have been tricked into believing that hippies were all, you know, LSD and flower power. That's ridiculous. you know, they may have sold the drugs.
It was power to the people. It was power to the people.
Yeah.
And
that was a bona fide movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're back and forth. And I kind of support them.
Yeah, you know, especially this time, because this time they're not, you know, going around killing people, you know. I mean, that's a big plus, you know, but they don't call themselves.
They're protesting. That's what that generation did, and you got to give them credit for that. They fucking said, fuck you, you know.
They did, actually.
You know, Vietnam, would you go to Vietnam? Fuck no.
Well, actually...
Would any of us go to Vietnam?
You'd probably say no, but there are certain, you know, souls on this planet that would say every single goddamn one. So, you know, just so that, you know, no one else has to, or whatever. You know.
I understand that, but I'm saying, but I mean, well, of course, if everybody's over there, we're going to understand. But it's like history repeats itself with fucking wars like this, like with Vietnam, then we go to Afghanistan, then Syria, and then, you know, I mean, fuck.
And what's and then what's the cause of all this shit? What causes wars is macrobes. You know, I know that sounds silly because you're blaming like an individual type thing on
No.
And you've been brought up to believe that you don't just blame it on a thing. It's what you did.
Good
and
or bad.
You know,
there's good or bad, right? There's no in between, right?
Yeah, things are gray
that's
now.
What in between it. Yeah,
things are gray now, but you know you should want to be good. Period. You know.
But you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that you want to be, you know, good or bad? You throw a macrobe in there, they can tag into your psyche or do some. I mean, it's, you know, dimensional, extra dimensional, and you know. You tell aliens
convolute it all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
They convolute it all because they're like a flaw of existence anyway. So, you know, or maybe they're the perfect, addition to existence because, holy shit, I mean, look at them. There's nothing more terrifying than that. And that's why I say they are fear incarnate, you know?
You know, I'm kind of freaking out about ISOM and Planet X and that whole deal, but there's
like I said, you know, it's mainly.
I'm reading stuff where there's planets that want water, don't have water, and it's like there seems like there's signals. It's like, you know, be prepared.
Yeah, and you know, the Oort cloud is going to make things messy. It's going to make things very, very messy. And there's going to be a lot of shit coming down, a lot of shit. And then not only that,
it's
going to run.
Then it starts tonight with the new comet deal they announced coming through tonight, right? But I mean, I mean the likelihood. I mean, okay, let's go back to where we got sent through the other day. There was 5 earthquakes in 24-hour period. Remember, 3 over the weekend.
Yeah.
So many and tsunamis. Then I turn on the news and they're talking about Miley Cyrus and Bruce Jenner. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the world is about to explode in realization of all this stuff that I've been talking about. And then and you're listening to that. Yeah, you know, I understand that you have your interests, you know, but you have waited till the last minute, and now. Because you aren't making preparations, it's going to be difficult for you, or you're going to die, and in a really horrible way. I mean, grit down is, you know, a big problem in your life, whether it is currently happening or going to happen, which it is.
Does it sound like paranoia? I don't want to get everybody anxious and scared, but we need to be prepared, and there's nobody out there that's giving us real-time information.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get real-time information. So don't expect it. You're just going to find out
Tell the listeners that, you know, that's what we do. We research, try to break through catacombs, get censored. You know, well, so my comments are not allowed, out of line. I mean,
you know, we're trying to help you guys. We really are. And if you don't you know, if you don't take action after our final warning, you know, it's like a first and a final. You know, you've gotten all your subliminal stuff, but you're not taking action consciously.
Well, I think some of the best advice that I could get is, if you think what we're doing is easy, then try to get, you know, go to blogtalkradio.com. If they're judging us or, you know, see, you know, how easy it is, then go do yourself. Don't criticize us. We're trying to help, you know.
Yeah. But you know, if you want to, you know, you can always open your mouth in ignorance, you know. I mean, that's the way it, you know, that's the way it goes, you know. I mean, and if you're doing it because you're getting paid to, well, I have some news for you. What if the money that they paid you has no value?
Well, we're not getting paid for anything, and then you didn't even listen
to what the person was actually saying when you did it, then you're going to be in some big trouble soon, you know.
And how much have we been paid for this? Nothing.
Nothing. It's coming out of our time, effort, pocket. And
that's fine.
You know, and then some people have also said sanity as well. However, you know,
all our shows are gone.
Yeah, I'm going with what this other guy said is like, no, I'm not insane. You're insane because you're sitting there and asteroids are gonna rain down. You know, heaven's gonna go to war, or you're gonna notice it, one of the two. And
you're not gonna get a warning. Okay,
you know,
Kyle, we both you know the way that I look at space weather, and I check it, and my good friends that know me, including yourself, you know, one time I walked into a room and said, how many near misses asteroids you think we have a day? They're like, I don't know, 4 or 5. I'm like, really? How about 1,200? They're like, what? I'm like, yeah. spaceweather.com, all right? And they're going to tell you. The near misses are 39 or 49, whatever. We're talking about 0.003. Actually, with these comments coming through, they're not going to tell us. They're not up and running. They're going to tell us, and... I hope I'm wrong, but
News
I think within the next month we are going to get hit with some shit.
What company was that? Was it Fox or NBC or whatever that said they were going to be the ice on source of information?
I know.
Well, one of them said that they're going to tell you everything
about it.
Brian Williams,
that deal?
Huh?
You talking about the Ice On Channel with Brian Williams, that deal?
I don't know. You were talking about it.
Ison. Have you seen the latest pictures from Ison?
No. I saw some earlier on that were pretty high quality, I guess. But
Did you see that there were three travelers with Ison?
No. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Go look at pictures at space.com. Of course, NASA shuts down. Of course, we can go get a sausage biscuit at McDonald's for $1. NASA's shut down. Mars shut down. We're not getting live feeds, guys and girls.
We're not getting live feeds. You know, but when you realize it, don't freak out. We already told you. Anyway, we only got a little bit of time left. I wanted to give some recommendations for people to take a look at while we get things geared up for version 2.
In your mind. Give them resources to get information. Critical.
okay. These are more personal resources, things that can help you, you know, help you, yourself, and, you know, the I am that is you. Okay, first things first.
Don't worry about me. Just get to the folks.
I found this little booklet by one of those inspirational people, I guess, or whatever. I found it in a garage sale.
7 minutes, Kyle. Go.
It's called Stan Toller, Stantoler. Called, the book is called Minute Motivators for Leaders, Quick Inspiration for the Time of Your Life. Once again, that's Stan Toller. Take a look at this. This thing will just keep in your pocket, you know, from time to time, open it up, take a look at it. Great shit. Good for your mind. The other thing is...
go survival, Kyle. Go survival mode.
Survival mode. Okay. We got... Yeah. Open source ecology.org. There's a little book called the $50 and Up Underground House Book. And it can help people figure out how to build something out of the ashes very easily, and it's economical. You know, it can be made with debris or pieces of debris. You know, it's going to require a lot of backbreaking shoveling if you don't have any power equipment. But nevertheless, once it's made, and it's not going to get blown away again.
Kyle, let's do survival mode.
Yep.
I'm being devil's advocate, all right?
Okay.
Let's say we get hit by something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an earthquake. They're not going to tell us anyway. You think it might be an earthquake. 30 days, 60 days, 90 days scenario.
Have 90 days worth of...
How close is it to your... We're going to get hit.
Yes, it's not like, well, it may miss us by such percent.
Right.
No, if you hear that, no, that's bullshit. They're just, you know, making you not think it's going to be possible, all right? But it is going to happen, and it's going to happen really everywhere.
So just do 30 days, 60 days, 90 days.
90 days.
Minimum
of 90 days. Minimum
of
90 days.
Reactions for 30 days would be what?
30 days, shit should be...
What we're doing right now, just normal shit, huh?
No. Things are gonna... 30 days after it's gone down, the impacts have gone down, things are just gonna be pretty much burned to the ground everywhere, and people are just gonna realize how unbelievably... smashed up the situation really is. And
how do they react to that? And how do they react to that?
Well, probably for the next 30 days, any of the continuing to survive people will be psychologically screwing themselves over with delusions of, of their
religion.
Messing with their minds, terrifying the shit out of them because they're in it. They're now in their book or whatever, or they're in their prophecy, and then they won't know whether to manipulate it or not. And the answer is yes, you do manipulate it, and you choose the best possible outcome for yourself, period.
What are you doing right now the next 30 days? I'm just getting tons of water.
You need to get water because your services are going to be shut off. When the water stops flowing and becomes stagnant in those pipes, it can potentially become toxic, especially if your system your government's piping system is
did
old.
Did you see the stuff I posted with FEMA as far as, like, I mean, when do you think the grid's going down? I'm thinking November 16th.
It's maybe going to start, you know, getting a little funky around that time. I don't believe that it's going to necessarily go that way, but, you know, but then again, you know, that's just my opinion. I think it's going to take a little bit more time and something to actually physically happen, and then that shockwave is just going to have to reach, whether it's economically or physically.
Well, we're not going to be able to control that, though, Kyle. You know that.
No. Unfortunately, you know, you can't make a better guess until it gets closer to time, I guess.
With FEMA being closed and other deals, I mean, where are we going to get resources if we haven't get struck in the next 2 weeks? Where are we going to get out?
Well, that was your, you know, your neighbor who you're supposed to borrow sugar and return it in kind to. That was, you know, the person you help out with the weekend project.
We don't have neighbors like that.
You know,
Nobody does.
I'm sorry then, because, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. Dynamic. So be dynamic. Don't be an asshole.
That'll happen that one. Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
They are.
You know?
They are.
You know, when it goes down to it, you be the nice one, and hopefully it catches on, and you don't get pushed into a corner of no neighbor help. And neighbor neighbor enemy.
Well.
You know?
Are we through tonight?
We got quite a bit of quite a bit of things I want people to be able to take a look at.
We can do a show later.
There may be a hiatus, but we're gonna be coming back on strong. Keep an ear out for a new channel or website or something where we're going to give you additional information and or more information at once rather than just through here. We'll have additional sources to get information from MUFON Ron and Blue Shift.
Thank you very much. We can do 30 minutes again tomorrow till we find the best channel.
Okay. I have some more recommendations.
Make it quick. We got 8 seconds. Go.
Here in Oklahoma, we have the Sigma 3 Survival School. I looked at this, and they're here in Oklahoma. Sigma 3 Survival School.
Okay. We'll do 30 minutes tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Blue Ship. Good night.
Good night.